から今のこのままでと待ちまいたい。そんな僕さ
Hello, I'm Micah. This is KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, and you're listening to Phone a Friend. The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Like I said, I'm Micah. In the background throughout the show, I'm going to be playing Eco Musica by Fabio Caramuru. Super, super fire album. A lot of, nature sounds. I really enjoy, by the way, I'm not sure where the two co-hosts are at the moment. I realized as I was starting the show we didn't communicate when, like, what we were doing today, so you know, we're just gonna wing it today. But yeah, like I said, his album Eco Musica, super super fire. I really enjoy music that has like nature sounds in it. I think it's awesome. I used to play on my show Mango Street Cafe a lot of songs that kind of had like nature sounds in them, like before a lot of the music that I chose, just because I really like it. I think it's very therapeutic. Also, I think it's very summery to me, so that's why I chose to do that today. Little dramatic, but yeah, like I said, very summary. Wait, let's see, since we don't know where the co-hosts are, we're just gonna play around with some music for the first couple minutes. This music is really dramatic, I'm realizing. Okay, I think we're gonna go back to what we were listening to and skip forward a little bit. Okay, there we go. Anyways, yeah, like I said, I really enjoy music with nature sounds in it. Very cool to me. It feels very summery, like I was saying. And you know, it's the summer, so might as well. Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm looking at a bunch of music. I'm trying to figure out what the best thing to play for today is. There's some... Oh, I need to make a playlist. This is a to-do for me later. I need to make a playlist of just music that has nature sounds in it. Because I think it's awesome. I love ambient as well. I think that's really awesome. But yeah, anyways, co-hosts, not sure what we're doing today. I'm not sure if anybody's calling in. And I'm not sure where the other co-host is. I know... I don't think, honestly, at this point, we're never going to have, like, all of us together. Last week, it could have been last week. DJ Stargirl, Stargirl was here, and I believe DJ Vera called in for a little bit, at least. But I wasn't here. The one time I leave, we could have had the whole group together. But instead, I was in San Francisco with DJ Drainfield and DJ Sunday Gravy. We were exploring. We had a picnic day. It was very awesome. Shout out the goats. It's very cool. We went to Dolores Park, if you know where that is. Probably most people know where that is. Had some fire Mediterranean food as well. Very delicious, I will say. Honestly, I never really eat Mediterranean food. But a lot of my friends, like DJ Drainfield, DJ Sunday Gravy, Radio Raheem, they all like Mediterranean food a lot. And so I feel like I've tried more Mediterranean food, especially recently. Yeah, super, super fire. So I've been discovering a lot of new things. One that's really random is hummus. I never in my life have actually eaten hummus. It's been around me. One of my uncles really loves hummus, so he always has it stocked up. And he's just spent a lot of summers at his house. But, you know, I never tried it a single time, and I don't know why. But I've recently really gotten into hummus. I realize I love hummus, like, a lot, like... I'm a big fan of hummus, and I wish I'd tried it way sooner. Sorry, I'm gonna change the music. I'm kind of experimenting with the background music, honestly. Okay, this all feels really way too dramatic for me, so I think we're just gonna... Honestly, I might just play some summer tunes, or by that I mean just songs I've been listening to during the summer. I have a playlist called Shoujo Summer. How do you pronounce this? Let's look this up, actually. Shoujo. It's a... Japanese, like, anime manga genre, but I never know how to say it right. Let's see, how do you, but basically, okay, sorry, I have to get this right on the air, like, I can't, where is the J? B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, but yeah, anyways, oh, here we go. Shoujo. Okay, I was kind of right, you know? It kind of just translates to girl. It's a lot of, like, girl... It's... Okay, so shoujo, shonen. Shonen's, like, supposed to be a boy. It's, like, this really weird thing. Like, so shoujo is for girls, shonen's for boys. It's, like, these genres. But honestly, nobody really abides by that on it, like, truthfully. I didn't even know if that's what it meant. And I used to really be into a lot of shonen anime and manga when I was younger. So yeah, like I said, it doesn't really matter, but that's kind of what it means. And a lot of it's, like, a lot of romance or, like, slice of life stuff. And I've been really, like, getting into that again. I used to watch a lot of that stuff when I was younger. I don't even know how old I was. Probably, like, middle school. How old are you in middle school? Like, 12, 13? Like, I was super, super young. And I was really into that. I'm just gonna play background, like, there's gonna be words in this background music, but you know, I don't really care. Anyways, yeah. No, so I got into a lot of that when I was younger. Actually, no, I can't do this. Sorry, this show is a mess, but we didn't plan anything today, and I thought maybe one of the co-hosts would call in, or one of them would be here. So it's just me rambling about random things for, like, 30 minutes. Yeah, no, I can't do this background music. Oh my gosh. We're just gonna... Let's listen to Aphex Twin in the back. Or Nujabes. You know what? Nujabes has never failed me. Shout out Nujabes. Famously, I play his instrumentals for literally every single... Oh, somebody's calling in. Who's calling in? I'm sorry, whoever's calling in. We gotta get Nujabes up. Or, ooh. I don't know who's calling. Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, wait. Let me see who this is. I'll be back. Hello, DJ Vera is here. Oh my god, it's to save the day.
DJ Vera has made it.
Thank god. I was honestly just rambling about random stuff because I didn't know what to talk about.
I was literally just sitting on my couch watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my god. We talked about this like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I can't stop. I'm about to start season 8.
Oh my gosh, how many seasons are there? 20. Oh, wait. Loki, honestly, by the end of the summer, I feel like you could catch up.
No, I for sure can, because last time we talked was like, you weren't there last week, I think the week before.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was on probably season like 5.
Oh, yeah, I believe in you. I honestly want to see you complete this.
I can. See, this could have been me with One Piece, but instead, I got into Grey's, and now I can't stop. I can't watch anything else.
No, I completely understand. Like, when I start shows, like, that's all I think about. Like, I need to finish it, or just bothers me. Same thing if I, like, start reading something. Like, when I was really into Webtoons, like, 2 weeks ago, I couldn't stop. I had to keep reading them. It was so bad, because, like, I kept starting random ones, and then it was, like, if I didn't, like, I needed to finish them, or it was just, like, a laundry list of things I needed to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like, even if the episode, I'm like, it's not that good anymore, I gotta see it through.
No,
I have to finish it.
No, I completely understand. Sometimes there's One Piece episodes that are not that great, but I'm like, I gotta watch it, even if it's not that great.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, could have caught up on One Piece.
My bad. I started watching Grey's, and now it's over. Like, I gotta keep watching.
No, it's okay. I've started watching One Piece again. I took a break for, like a couple months, but I'm back on it. Funny story. I have another show with Stargirl and DJ Sunday Gravy called Grandline Gossip, where we talk about One Piece. But Stargirl is like permanently scheduled from like 4 p.m. to like whenever at her job, and the show's at 4:30 now. But the thing is, Stargirl kind of holds that show down. Like, they kind of had like the idea every time, like what we should talk about. So the
honestly,
show
Stargirl's a goat.
No, Stargirl's a goat. So now, like, every single week, it's just me and DJ Sunday Gravy, like, struggling to find something to oh my god, we've been taking like random quizzes just on the air. It's honestly, it might be the worst show at KDBS, I think.
The downfall of Grandline Gossip.
The downfall of Grandline Gossip. Well, I think on Monday we're gonna be reviewing these there's a store in downtown Davis that carries like the One Piece like sodas. It just has like characters on it, so I think we're gonna be reviewing that, because I forgot who, but somebody told us we should do that, and we're like, yeah, we should. So that's our idea for the next show. But honestly, how long can you talk about like 3 soda flavors?
Hey, you can go so you can read off all the ingredients, you can Google what the ingredients mean, you
honestly,
can teach people how to make it.
We just gotta like start rambling. Like, oh, we're getting a caller, another caller. But I don't know, can I answer the phone?
I don't think so, because the phone is already being answered.
Yeah, I'm sorry to whoever's calling in, but I currently cannot answer the phone.
Sorry, I'm taking over.
Yeah, my co-host is on the line. But if you'd like, you can call back at 5 p.m. when the show ends, and I can talk to you, I guess. Our apologies. But yeah, no, the show's...
Or if they know either of us, they can send a text to confirm who it is.
Yeah, probably to DJ Vera, though, because I have no service.
Oh, true.
But yeah, no, the show's really bad, honestly. We're goated, but, like, we have no plan every week. It's really funny, kind of. We've also... Oh, my God, I can't speak. We've also started opening it up to, like, different anime, so now we don't even talk about One Piece sometimes. Like, what was... I think it was... was it last week? Yeah, last week. We just did which Jujutsu Kaisen character are you quizzes.
Oh my god.
With DJ Drainfield and talked about Jujutsu Kaisen. Nothing to do with One Piece.
I mean, you guys have had this show going for a while.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's so much content in One Piece that honestly, it's not hard. I think the only reason we're having a rough time right now is just because we both have a lot of shows. We both have a lot of shows, and we're both, like, cover a lot of shows as well, especially DJ Sunday Gravy, now that they are one of the programming directors. So, I don't know, it's just kind of like, I was talking about this... Oh, what was that?
What?
Sorry, like, I heard something. Anyways, I was talking about this, I think I was talking about this on the air on my show yesterday, but I just have way too many shows now, and it's like, I don't put effort into a lot of them anymore because I just like,
yeah,
it's like 20 shows a week and I have to come up with new music every single show.
20 shows?
I don't have 20 shows. I think I have six. Oh.
But that's still so many.
Yeah, no, that's still a lot. And some of them like have really specific concepts. Like Logarithm is a different specific country every single week. And like I have to read about it and learn about it. Mango Street Cafe is only really Brazilian music. Then Grand Line Gossip. There's some other ones like...
Are they all weekly?
Yeah, no, they're all weekly. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think just over time, having so many shows, it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. Like, I love the station, I've never done...
No, I've never done more than two at once. I guess we'll see what happens in the fall. We'll see. Ooh. We'll see what the programming directors give me.
Ooh, I feel like two to three is like kind of like the best. Because you can have your own show and then you can do some silly stuff, but it's also not too much. It's even better if they're like alternating, like on separate weeks or something.
Yeah, no, hoping to bring back anyways last week with Stardust.
Yes,
I will. The final quarter of that show.
Already. Stargirl. All right,
keep them close.
No,
also,
literally.
Stargirl has been on this show only like once, right?
Twice. Once when it was just me and Stargirl, and then last week.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know you weren't going to be there last week.
No, I was saying... Oh, it's because Stargirl knew, like on that Monday. But I don't know why I forgot to send in the chat. Because I just asked Stargirl if they were going to be there and be able to come on Friday. Or, like, if not, so I can send out, like, a sub notice or something. But then she was like, yeah, I'll be there. So I don't know. And I just forgot to say it in the group chat I wasn't going to be there. But yeah, no, I was talking about this when the show started, but I went to San Francisco with DJ, or Rio, with DJ Drainfield and DJ Sunday Gray.
Went to the place of birth, went home.
Yeah, no, so on my Instagram story for the listeners, I took a photo of Dolores Park and I captioned it, or I put the location as Rio, Brazil, and honestly, I'm not even lying, a lot of people thought I was in Rio.
Wait, actually?
No, I'm not even joking. So many people responded and were like, what? Why? When did you go to Rio? Blah, blah, blah. My cousin responded because me and my cousin have talked about going to Brazil together. And he was like, what? When did you go? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, guys, this doesn't even look like Brazil. But yeah, no, I tricked a lot of people, fooled a lot of people. It's very funny.
The one on DJ Drainfield's story, I thought was so funny.
They copied me. Shout out
to
DJ.
Did you post it first?
Yeah, it was my idea. I posted it first, and then they did it too. But I thought it was even funnier, honestly. DJ Sunday Gravy didn't do it. I think it would have been even funnier if they did it, but they don't have internet, so, you know.
Oh.
No. I think it's really funny that, like, people don't have TikTok or, like, Twitter or stuff like that. Like, good for them, but also it's, like, honestly, like, thinking about trying to explain some of these, like, memes or, like, terms to people, like, who aren't online is, like... crazy.
I know. It like you gotta keep up with the times, or else you're gonna be. Or low-key, I'm also like chronically online. Like I know.
Me too.
Like, I feel like I know everything. Like I know all the current things. I don't know. I consume too much media. I consume a crazy amount.
No, me too. And it's honestly like kind of embarrassing sometimes because I'm like I know exactly what this is, and then like normal people are like what? I'm like dang.
remember when we were talking about like Bi Sister?
Oh, yeah, wait. No.
But DJ Sunday Gravy knew what that was.
Yeah, no. Okay, I think because DJ Sunday Gravy used to have internet, and now they just, like, don't. They don't have Twitter. They don't have anything like that anymore. It's like a newer thing.
How can you
thing.
Not have Twitter?
That's what I'm saying. I love just ranting on Twitter, saying random things on Twitter. Like, I love being fun.
I love liking tweets. I love scrolling through, seeing silly tweets. I'm like, wow, I relate to that so much.
No, literally, I love Twitter. TikTok, I love TikTok. I love TikTok for the anime edits. I'm on there a lot, you know. But TikTok's crazy. No, I was saying this because I've been explaining a lot of terms to DJ Sunday Gravy. It's so funny. Like, I taught... Do you know what kin is? Like, to kin something?
Yeah.
Okay, I explained that the other...
Is that not just like a regular word in, like, in the English language?
I mean it in, like, the internet, like...
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, is it not the same as, like, the actual, like...
Not... kin, like, normally is, like, your kin. Like, you're related to somebody.
Wait, what are you thinking
but,
of, though?
Okay, oh my gosh. I've explained this on Grinling Gossip, actually. But kin, okay, is like a weird internet thing that like started happening like on Tumblr in like 2014, 2012, something like that, where people just like they kin characters, right? So they're like, oh, this character is just like me, or whatever. But some people take it super, yeah, that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what that is.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no, and
no, it's basically the same as just a regular word, but you just apply it to something else.
Yeah, but. People only really know it as, like, you're related to somebody, you know what I mean? Not, like, the internet, mm-hmm. like, whatever. So I explained that recently to DJ Sunday Gravy on Grandline Gossip. There was another... Oh, Phantom Tax. I explained Phantom Tax.
DJ Sunday Gravy doesn't know Phantom Tax?
No, DJ Sunday Gravy did not know what Phantom Tax was. I explained that recently. There's some other one. I don't remember. But, yeah, no, I just think it's really funny.
It's so silly, actually.
I can't imagine, like, not being, like, chronically online. Like, now, I feel like I'm less chronically online than I was in, like, middle school. But still, I feel like that was such a, like, important era for me, like.
Yeah. No, it's, like, I can't, like, even though I have, like, way less social media. Because my social media presence compared to, like, a couple years ago, even just a year ago, like, is way less. Like, I have not been posting really on my Instagram at all. Like, I've not been tweeting much. I have not made a TikTok in like a year. So I don't know, my social media presence is like way down, but like I'm there. You both believe, like, I am on there
hiding in the shadows
using the app and just not posting.
No, I feel like honestly I haven't been posting much either. The only place I post like crazy is Twitter. My Twitter is private.
Every time I open Twitter, I just see like all of
I love posting on Twitter. It's so funny. It's honestly just like my personal diary. Like, that's what it's been since I had Twitter. But before like this year, only like 3 people followed me on Twitter because I was like, I'm never letting anybody see this. Yeah, no, DJ Naima Money, the pupil, who else? Professor Lotus Jaden. Those are, like, the only 3 people.
Locus.
Oh, is it Locus? Locus. Sorry, yeah. I just call him by his real name. And DJ Mudskipper, Aisha. Those are, like, the 4 people who followed me on Twitter. And so, honestly, my tweets used to be crazy. Like, up until, like, December-ish, November-ish. That's when, like, DJ Drainfield and, like, DJ Rat King, they all started following me on Twitter. And I was like, you know, like, I deleted a bunch of tweets, like... I toned down. I used to be crazy on Twitter, honestly.
I have so many tweets I've deleted. Like, because then I was like, okay, wait. Oh my god, since when did I have 25 followers? Like, sorry, what?
How many followers do I have? I don't even have service.
I got you, I'll check.
Please.
Bro, you have 70.
Yeah, no, I used to literally have, like, no followers. Like, I got all these followers within the, like, past year. I'm not even joking, like, those 4 people were, like, my only followers, and then I have, like, 2, like, internet friends that I let follow me because we were really close. Other than that, like, literally nobody, and it was just, like, me going crazy. Also, I used to, like, talk about all my drama on there, like, names included.
Bring
because it
back,
was,
please!
No, I can't, because the problem now is, okay, I know too many people, right? So when I used to have, like, only, like, the 4 people following me, they all knew who those people were that I was talking about. But, like, we're all super close, so nobody's gonna, like, spill my Twitter secrets, you know? But now I know too many people, and so it's just, like, sometimes I want to say something, but then that's why I'm so vague sometimes on Twitter. So I'm like, oh, like, these people know these people. Like, oh my god, I can't. But I miss just, like, name dropping on Twitter. That was so fun.
No, name dropping is like one of the most fun things. Like first and last name. Like it gets so serious.
Yes. No, I used. Oh my god. I miss when I had like 4 followers. I used to be crazy. I'm not even joking. Maybe I should just start name dropping again. Like honestly, who cares?
We need to do like fake names. Like use the same like initials but just different names.
Oh wait, that's genius. No, the problem is though, sometimes people will ask me about my tweets after. I'm like, bro, like you're supposed to just pretend like this doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Like, don't ask me about my tweet. DJ Drainfield does this all the time. Shout out DJ Drainfield, my goat. But they'll always be like, oh, why'd you tweet this? And I'm like, I don't want to explain. Like,
well,
you see.
Well.
No, but like, I don't know. I think it's crazy.
There were some silly tweets, though.
Yeah, no, I have some crazy tweets sometimes.
No, I love your tweets, though. I relate. Every time you tweet, like, something that, like of a picture or, like, a gif of a cat. Like,
oh, my God,
same.
Yeah.
Literally, no, same.
I'm low-key. I feel like if you looked at my Twitter, you'd think I'm, like, crazy because I'm always just, like, losing my mind on Twitter. But sometimes, like,
low-key.
Sometimes when I'm losing my mind, like, it's nothing crazy, actually. Like, I'll just be watching or reading something, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is... No, like, when I was reading webtoons, I was, like, losing, and I was just, like, posting like crazy. And I think some people thought, like, something was happening in my real life, but no, I was just, like, reading webtoons.
No, because I was reading your tweets sometimes, and I was like, oh, like are you good? Like,
nah.
I wouldn't say anything, but I'm seeing them, and I'm like, oh...
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't, like, specify a lot of the time, so sometimes it just, like I said, just looks like I'm losing my mind 24/7, but I promise, it, like, a lot of the time it's just me reading or watching something, and like, that's the reason. But, you know, I like to keep it vague, so I don't even say anything, like...
Real.
Yeah, but no.
My most recent tweet was about Instagram taking away my Rio de Janeiro filter.
What?
That was so mean. It was so...
Not the Rio filter.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, they took it away from me. Well, okay, because I have, like... Well, actually, I have, like, more than 2 accounts, but I have, like, a main and a spam, right? Uh-huh. And, which actually, like... No, none of my Davis people follow my spam.
Dude, no, I also have a secret spam account, but no, literally nobody I know in real life follows me on there.
Oh, no, people I know in real life follow that account, but, like, not any of my, like, Davis people, really.
I feel like I can't let people know about that account. Like, it's too embarrassing, because I've had it since, like, middle school. So there's some crazy stuff on there.
Well, I've gone through so many spams. I've gone through so many moments where I just, like, delete them, and I'm like, I gotta delete the account, like, and start fresh. Like, I just, I can't be connected to this same account. Like, I gotta start a new one.
Oh my god. I think I've done that once, and it's because...
Only with my spams, though. My like, main, like, I've had that since, like, 2013, I think.
I've had my main account since, like, 2018, but I had an account before that, but I literally just, like, deleted it, because I was like, I hate this, and it was from, like, middle school. And spam accounts, I've only moved once, and it was because, oh my god, I just, like, had way too many posts, and I was like, you know what, like, I gotta move, and then I moved accounts.
See, that's why I would delete them. I'd have so many posts, I'm like, I just, like, I gotta restart with, like, followers, who I'm following, like, I just need to start fresh, like, I cannot have the same account.
Literally.
And I've only had 2 main accounts. One, I think I made my first one in, like, 2011, and then my second one, I lost the other one, and then, like, made my second one in 2013, and then I had, like, so many spams. I probably had, like, 5 different of them.
Oh my gosh.
And I now only have one.
I only have one now, too. Sometimes, like, I'll look through the post, and I'm like, wow, like, what was I doing? I was, like, crazy.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
I've had to delete so much, because I'm like, that's ridiculous. Oh, it's 5 o'clock.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock. This was Phone a Friend. I'm Micah. Yeah, hey.
I'm DJ Vera.
We'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, sorry. Like I said, this was Phone a Friend. I'm Micah. That was DJ Vera. We'll be back next week. Maybe hopefully with Stargirl too. We'll see. One day all 3 of us will be here. But up next is the Smile Show, so stay tuned for that if you'd like. Bye.
You're listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. Up next, The Smile Show, after these messages.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
All students in California deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm David Goldberg, Secretary Treasurer of the California Teachers Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One
message from the California Teachers Association,